tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. Our free phone number won't cost you anything to make that call. And Emma is producing today. She'll be glad to hear from you between now and 12 o'clock. Coming up on this morning's show, new on-street seating areas not covered by the alcohol licenses. That's according to the Gardaí. Newcastle first responders back up and running. We'll hear from Ali on that. Women of childbearing age should be advised against drinking alcohol, according to the WHO. And walks and talks taking us to Kilcooley Abbey just after 11 o'clock. So lots more coming up for you in the next few hours. We have a great competition for you today, because we've teamed up with the Cork International Airport Hotel for a lovely giveaway. Two-night break in a family room at the hotel. Now, the International Hotel is one of the top four-star hotels in Cork, and it's only a 10-minute drive from Cork City Centre and all the local Cork attractions around there, of course, Folta Island and Blarney Castle and all of that. So it's a lovely idea and a lovely break, and it could be you. To enter the giveaway, all you have to do is answer the following question. What river flows through Cork City? What river flows through Cork City? It's as simple as that. And you can text on WhatsApp with your answers, 083 311 3311. And right throughout the programme, you can email us tiptoday@tipfm.com. Now let's have a look at what's making headlines in some of our newspapers today. The Irish Daily Mail, first of all, in fact, right across most of the newspapers, making the front page today is that Garda blow for outdoor summer, because pub and restaurant owners have been left infuriated by a glaring government oversight that means it is illegal to serve alcohol in new outdoor seating areas. And Gardaí confirmed last night that establishments are not legally permitted to serve alcohol in temporary seating areas which have been set up outside premises right across the country, and indeed right across Tipperary as well. Let's have a look at the Irish Times and a new move to buy maternity hospital site. The government is set to make renewed efforts to explore the acquisition of lands where the new National Maternity Hospital is to be built. Talks over a potential sale could begin as soon as this week, with senior government sources indicating their view that the matter should be resolved very soon. Funnily enough, I thought that matter was pretty much resolved, but it just goes to show you. Also, right across the newspapers today, PUP recipients better off in work. The ASRI is finding a new report has found that 95% of pandemic unemployment payment recipients would be financially better off in employment. However, the PUP scheme does reduce financial work incentives for the newly unemployed, we're told. The study released by the Economic and Social Research Institute says. Also on the front of the Times today, again, that story, Gardaí saying that drinking in outdoor seating areas could be illegal. The Irish Examiner, for you know, and top of the Examiner is a picture of Ian Bailey, and Bailey probably won't see the Sophie murder documentary. Ian Bailey has said he probably won't see a new documentary series on the death of French filmmaker Sophie Toscan du Plantier because he does not receive the TV channel. So there you go. Also, 12 billion planned for 33,000 homes per year, incentivizing elderly people to downsize, remove height caps in cities, and bringing 90,000 vacant units into use are key implements, or elements even, of the government's new housing plan. And the front of the Indo today, lovely wedding picture of Dublin Lord Mayor Hazel Chu, who has, along with her husband there, Patrick Costello, looking terrific at their wedding yesterday in the Mansion House, in fact. Headlining also on the Indo today, triple threats to young people who are least willing to get vaccine, a worrying reluctance to take the COVID-19 vaccine among a sizable minority of young people, and conflicting official advice about summer travel from the government and health experts is compounding the challenges to defeat the virus. That's a quick look across some of your newspapers today. Now, there have been calls for clarity around whether or not bars and restaurants are legally permitted to sell alcohol to customers in on-street seating spaces set up to facilitate outdoor service. Now, the Gardaí say that the consumption of alcohol in these spaces is not permitted unless specifically provided for in a liquor license obtained in court, or where bylaws permit the drinking of alcohol in public. Delighted to be joined now by our solicitor, John Lynch. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran.
And I hope you're well this morning, John. Can you tell us, what is the current law? Could you give us clarity where that's concerned, John?
Well, I suppose the thing about it is that if you think about a license for a second, it just covers an area, a particular area. So when you go in to apply for a license to sell alcohol on a particular premises, You file a map, basically, that shows the area on which you're going to sell the alcohol. So from a strictly legal point of view, that's the extent of your license. You're going to sell within that area. And then there's another element to it as well, of course, which is that if you're going to sell outside that area, then you must extend the license to that area or apply in some way to be able to authorise to sell it there. So, and, you know, there are a number of different occasions on which that can be done that people would be familiar with, you know, when you have a festival or something like that. Mm. But in each of those cases, or in all of those cases, I know, an application would be made. So you go into the local district court and you say, look, there's a special event or a special occasion, and I want an exemption from the prohibition to sell alcohol in that, in those circumstances and in that area, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I suppose it's a little bit like people not thinking of the most obvious thing before they went and dealt with what was the most immediate thing, which is the whole pandemic issue and trying to get people back and trying to get pubs open. Funny, it's a thought that struck me over the weekend when you're talking about the areas that people are serving in areas outside pubs. And I don't want to be in any way alarmist or add anything further to it. But the rest is that unless that area is covered by your license, then you're not authorised to sell there either. So you could, in theory, have a situation that people have extended the area. You know, they may have some area in their pub outside at the back or whatever that they're now using as an outdoor area to sell drink. And if they check, I would be cautioning them to check their maps to make sure that that area isn't actually covered, because if it isn't, then the argument is that's selling license. And the whole idea of licensing and having licensing is that the Gardaí are trying to, if you like, restrict the area within which alcohol can be consumed. So if somebody, and it's a very important one that often arises, that if you have, let's say, two premises side by side, and you have a connection between those two premises, and one of them is unlicensed and the other one is licensed. So, for example, you've got a pub with a domestic element to it, if you know what I mean. You're living beside it. The domestic side isn't licensed, and if there's a connection between the two of them, the court will ask you to close that down so that you can't, you know, the old classic, come to whatever closing time and you move everybody into your front living room kind of thing. You know
yes,
what I mean? So
yeah, yeah.
That's the logic behind that. So I think but the other thing is that, there, you know, you could argue that there's a certain greyness in it as well, because you see, you're not actually moving people into a private space. You're moving them out into a public space. So the question is whether or not you could argue that that's not a breach of the licensing, but I wouldn't be very comfortable with that. But
and if a local authority, John, has jurisdiction over, we'll say, a plaza area or something like that, and if they're willing to say that, it's fine to sell drink from your premises on our plaza, have they the right over that jurisdiction?
Well, I mean, that's a very good point, and you could argue that to a certain extent, you're kind of arguing that because it's a public place and because it's a local authority, that there may be an inherent or implied authority there. because look, it's done all over the world, you know, every country, every country with a bit of sun will try and open these areas. So, I mean, it's a grey area, and I couldn't give you a definitive answer on that, but I would say to you that, you know, there are two elements to it, because the local authority is involved as well in the context of it being a public space and the fact that you have to get a license from them to do it. So, you know, there's an involvement by the Gardaí and there's an involvement by the local authority, because if it's a public place, as you say, like a plaza, in those circumstances, not only do you have to make sure that you've, you know, tick the box in terms of your license, but you've also got to tick the box in terms of the local authority consent and agreement. And in those circumstances, people will often mistakenly and innocently think that if they've got a license from the local authority, that that's the end of the matter, or vice versa, if they have a license from the local district court, that that's enough. But it's not irredeemable, this situation.
I was going to ask you, John, what would it take for this to be sorted?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fix is very fast in the context of COVID, because you would, first of all, you could just simply put in, pass an amending piece of legislation that would simply cover COVID as a special circumstance that entitles, covers licensing in certain circumstances, if you know what I mean. So if it's a public space, there's the consent of, if there's consent of the local authority and or whoever controls the public space, that you could pass and say that this is a special event, a bit like the whole COVID legislation in the first place, that you're literally introducing rules that govern COVID and COVID only. And the other, you could also amend it, but whether you go down this road or not, I mean, you see, the thing is that there are innumerable circumstances under which a district court has power to extend your license. In other words, to make an area that's not licensed. And they're, you know, general exemptions, or they're special exemptions, or they're what you call occasional licenses. And, you know, that would be another potential avenue to explore. In other words, that you literally would mayor. Like, you can get, for example, you can get an area license. So if you festival in Clonmel, you can get a license that would cover the town of Clonmel for the duration of that festival.
Right.
So, you know, there's scope there, certainly, to go in and deal with it. And the other thing, of course, is from a guard perspective, who are the enforcers of this? I mean, they want clarity, I'm sure, as much as anybody else does.
Of course they do. And the other thing, and I mean, I'm not trying to add fuel to the fire here, John, but what would concern me if I were a publican doing this is where my insurance covers as well.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, well, exactly. And I mean, the thing about that is that, you see, you know, if you have a licensed premises and it's insured, and you're not complying with the license, I mean, you're quite right. If you check your insurance, you may find that a breach situation could put you in breach of the policy. So obviously but I mean, again, that's something that can be covered in terms of a phone call to your broker or your agent or your insurer, just to cover the situation to make sure. These are all the things that I'm sure but one would hope, if they weren't discussed, should be discussed and should be clarified. I mean, people haven't gone through what they've gone through in terms from a business perspective. And to be fair, I think the minister did tweet that she was hoping that that a certain amount of common sense would prevail and that there wouldn't be strict enforcement of it, and that whatever needed to be done would be done to ensure that we're able to deal with the situation. But a lot of what might have to be done would be sourced there, if you know what I mean, if legislation was required.
But as a lawyer, John, are you not aghast that this wouldn't have been looked at first? I mean, grants were given to have outdoor dining and outdoor drinking. The whole business of an outdoor summer has been making headlines all of the time. Can you understand why this wasn't looked at in the first place?
I'm too long at it, Brian, to be surprised at the most. I mean, we often miss the most obvious of things when we're doing. You know, you rush to the solution, and in doing that, then you forget the most obvious things. So, no, it doesn't surprise me. But neither is it. You know, I mean, it's certainly newsworthy, and it. I mean, you've got all sorts of issues. I mean, I'm just thinking about it. Funny, as I was walking along there last night, I went there for a walk there, John. And I was just thinking about, you must have kind of articulated anything else, but I was looking at the river as I was walking along. But as I was going along, I was just thinking, you know, all the various things that have prompted COVID and enforcement, and you know, the fact that people are, you know, can say, well, it's COVID, so therefore I'm doing it. So you're talking about licensing hours, you're talking about trading, you're talking about, you know, so there's a load of issues that obviously will come up, and you know, interesting times from that point of view. But I mean, as you say, it is newsworthy that the most obvious of things wasn't ticked, that when somebody sat down, wherever they were sitting down, that they didn't do a checklist of, have we covered the bylaws? Have we covered the licensing laws? You know, have we covered the insurance? Have we covered, you know, consent of the local authority? Have we checked with the local authorities? Have we checked with the public and organisations? Have we notified all the publicans? Have we given them some sort of a blueprint as to how this can be done? But, you know, who knows? Maybe it's there.
Interesting, as always. John, thank you so much for your time this morning, John. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. That's John Lynch of Lynch Solicitors in Clonmel speaking to us there. 1800-938-007. Now, delighted to be joined by Publican Mullinahone Publican and Cashelman TJ Mack. Good morning to you, TJ.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, and good to talk to you. What does this mean to you, the fact that this is now a conversation about outdoor, TJ, when this is really all you can sort of expect for the next while?
Well, I suppose it's added to the confusion. I'm not using the on-street dining myself, but I suppose really it's a case for Helen McEntee maybe to step back into the fray and get in and really clean up the mess, really, and sort it out. I mean, you need temporary legislation that's going to cover the issue and make clarity for the guards and publicans and insurance and whatever, and tidy it up. Because I mean, we brought out a temporary universal social charge in 2008, and it's still here. So I'm sure we could bring out a temporary measure that would cover. I mean, if we can cover a festival, we can cover a pandemic as regards getting people back to work.
You made an interesting point, TJ, when you were speaking to Ali. You said that this is probably more relevant to Dublin publicans. Do you think so?
I suppose social media tells all. And I was looking at a video down the Liberal there last week, and I saw two waiters with stools over their heads trying to protect themselves, and one of them was, he was nearly glassed, and another was bottled. And, you know, I was looking at that, and I was thinking, if I was the proprietor of that premises, look out the window myself, having to endure that, you know. So, I mean, the safety of staff and everything have to be taken into consideration, but it's very disheartening. We're down here in the Ireland, and we're just trying to get out and about and meet. And, you know, that's distressing, looking at things like that. And it's actually a disgrace from an Irish tourism point of view that those scenes are going right around the world.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures of some of the fighting in Dublin over the weekend as well. It was absolutely disgusting. It really, really was.
Yeah, I'm actually disgusted. I'm beyond disgusted.
Yeah, certainly. And you'd wonder, as you say, what it says about us internationally as well. How are you getting on at the moment, TJ?
Fran, I'm in the best of a bad situation. I'm enjoying myself. I'm back to work. My wife, my kids, I've employed two new staff members, and I've had a visit from the Lubrious, Johnny Luby.
That's not easy. That's not easy, TJ.
No, I tried Johnny. He savoured a pint of stout, and he admired the clientele, shall we say.
Very, very good indeed. So you're open to some extent then. So you have some places out the back, have you?
Yeah, I have a nice beer garden that I can avail of, thanks be to God. And I developed it over the years, and I'm glad to have that and be able to provide a service. And as people pointed out to me on Facebook there the weekend, they're giving it bad for Sunday, TJ. And so I got my little bit of luck, and the rain held off.
So no, you had a good Father's Day.
Yeah, I had a good Father's Day, I, you know, the guards have been, I mean, I think it's a case of back to local policing with the guards, because, I mean, I've had nothing but help from the guards, and, you know, we realised now they've brought back the closing an hour early, and we're doing our best. And, no, the guards have been exemplary. They're trying to help us along through this, you know, through this.
And are they showing common sense as far as you're concerned?
They are. Been very good, and I'd like to thank them. And they are. They've been very good, and you know, they understand, and from a personal level, I suppose, when they get a night off, maybe they like to socialise themselves, and no, they've been very good to me, and I'd like to thank them, and and it's just, you know, my daughter has a job now outside of the pub. She's only 17. She found part-time employment outside of the pub. Mm. And for mental health reasons, she's a young girl, but she can't be locked up here. Mm. But she still has that job. She has another job. I was able to employ two more staff members. And the feeling is just to not alone to give myself a job, but to turn around after 16 odd months and turn around and be in a position to employ somebody else, it just felt
that's
empowering.
Fantastic.
Felt great.
And it must be great for them to be back to work as well, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. It just is, and you're just giving people, young people, a chance, you know, to get a bit of experience in life, and it's preparation for life and the next phase of whatever they go on to, a couple of years in TJ Maxx, and you know, it just prepares them for the next phase of life.
Mm, but I mean, it's the best training they can get when you're in a bar situation. You know, you learn an awful lot about life, TJ.
Dealing with customers and the crack, you'll get it all. And it's brilliant. And you know, we love our customers. And you know, I'm actually doing a house call today. I had one customer missing last night, and he wasn't well. We'll be doing a house call today, and it's great to be in a position to take note of that.
Very good. So you're calling around to say hello?
Yeah, we're going to call around to say hello, and we'll have a little chat and see do we need to recommend that he have a chat with the doctor, because some people, this is a single chap, he's not married, and some people are, you know, I think there's an element of fear there. If you're living on your own, you know, the fear of maybe ringing the doctor and getting bad news is nearly, it might be easier just to put your head in the sand, and just little things like that. Look, I'm actually more conscious of it now than ever, you know, and it's just, it's important that I do that today. And, you know, there's lots going on in people's lives, Fran, and I've been catching up with people there, and, you know, we're connecting again, and there's a real sense of community here. And, we've had people from everywhere. We've had Liam Simpson, the Kilkenny hurler, was out hurling with me there Friday night. We stood in for the pitcher, and I gave him the butt of the hurley and reminded him of 1991 and things like that. So we're all catching up, and we've had a staycation there from Clondalk, and they were staying in a Killahy castle. And they came down and just told me, how free it was, and Mullinghorn, and the freedom of rural Ireland, and it was grand to get out of the big smoke. So I recommend that they do it every year.
I'll bet you did indeed. Well, TJ, listen, it's always a pleasure, and they should clear up the legalese, I guess.
Well, that's it. I think it's a case for the Minister for Justice, maybe just to help out the guards and publicans in this time. And you know, it's a time for common sense, and it's a time for doing. And time is the issue here, because the longest day of the year, 21st of June, things will be going backwards. And don't even know, the indoor dining is resuming on the 5th of July. Mm. So whether it'll be such an issue for some pubs or other, I don't know. But maybe they should just sort it out as quick as they can for a bit of clarity.
All right, TJ, it's always a pleasure.
Gentlemen,
look after
God
yourself,
bless.
TJ. Thank you, and good morning to you. Good morning, Margaret. TJ Mack there from TJ's Pub in Mullinahone, 1800 938 007. You can text on WhatsApp 0833 11 3311.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry, in association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
As our